clear, it has gone out and taken into account different resource persons from communities. So it is one of the very good examples how with this particular case, it has been successfully able to integrate different ideas or proposals which have come from different resource person in the community. On the part of Lavinier, we have, following this, the ball will also be in our court. We have to see how we take this whole project further. There will be many component on a brief discussion with JV. I came to know some further probe with certain government agencies are required to understand the viability of some aspects of proposal. And further, whatever the phase development and funding, whatever it would be required, Lavinier need to take action on that. So that is more on the part of Lavinier that we will be discussing further. Before taking now more time, I would like to invite JV. There are, how many people are available? Three from your team? JV, Chandresh, and Kias.
Yeah.
And Pashi could not come.
Charles on the way.
Okay.
Maybe we'll begin with Charles, with Chandresh saying a few things.
Yes, about, please, whatever.
Overview of the context.
Well, context is very simple. We need to be connected, right? I've been involved with AVI USA since 98, and 2001, there was a project done by alumni of MS University from US, where they set up their university campus network and backbone. And I said, why can't we do this for Oroville? And that has been with me since 2001. The idea was to provide a fiber optic internet backbone and connect the various communities. We can have our IP phones, internal communication needs met totally self-sufficient. I mean, that's been a dream since 2001, 2002. About 2.5 years back, there was a query from Lakshman from US saying, is there something project we can do for Oroville that Sam Pitroda could be approached? Sam Pitroda and Lakshman are close friends from 60s. And so a few different people propose something, and then we said, if we can integrate the whole thing together. And at that time, I said, here is my proposal for an intranet backbone for Oroville, you know. And Sam Pitroda is known for the father of Indian telecom. And from the various proposals, there was one from Oroville Village Action, there was one from Archives and Archive and Research, and there was one more from Education. And then it was me from the IT backbone. And we all then sat together and worked to see if we can offer an integrated project proposal. And from that whole exercise, and Sam also was involved in two or three times over conference call to give feedback. And from that, what emerged was the Integral Rural Development Project. I don't know if people are aware of that. Joss and Bhavan and Rod were part of, right now are the current project holders. I continue with IR, the ICT part of it. And the idea was that Integral Rural Development Project would look at how to make India a knowledge society. And that's where Sam's involvement and interest was, that you know, he is the chairman of the Knowledge Society of India. And the ICT backbone was supposed to be the vehicle which will allow Oroville community to provide the infrastructure, the research, the structured learning to experiment with 7 nodal village centers, where IRD was proposing to have the core nodal places to research on how a rural development could happen. And idea was that our intranet backbone would be fiber optic. We'll go into more into detail. And then through wireless, we would communicate with the village remote action centers. And so that is how it started off. The idea was to have a telecommunication, tele-education from the bioregion, and internal to Auroville to provide services and communication needs for our community backbone, community backup systems, our town hall meetings. I mean, the applications we could, you know, really start listing. You can have a video on demand, audio on demand, IP phones, and, you know, on the governance side and, you know, cultural side, web conferencing, everything, right? And this, it opens up. Okay, so I'll give it back to JV.
Thank you very much, Chandresh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have this. So this can be given to him. He will take care of it. They have taken away the table from there on those which the pages. Sheets are put. Uh-huh. So please bring the sheets at least inside, otherwise they will just get wasted. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. And I was very excited in the morning about the opportunity of presenting it. I was also apprehensive because I have technical background, and this project has got technical things, and it's difficult for me to present it to the community. So I was also apprehensive. But now when I see only less than 10 people here, I'm like this, okay. But let me just generate myself and do the best I can, because I do believe, your feedback would be very valuable. There are some people here who have never seen this, looked at this project earlier. So your feedback and your opinion, your participation, your appreciation of this would be very, very valuable. Okay, this is exactly what I didn't want to do. Okay. Fine, but if he has given it, I don't want to take it back, okay? Yeah, give it to others also. Yeah, so, fine. So, these are the goals of ICT. Like Chandresh was mentioning, is that the basic idea is to be connected and have options for connection which are beyond the physical way of connecting with each other. And that's very important because the electronic way of connecting lowers the cost. And today, of course, you have telephony, you have a broadband, but what happens is that how to provide that particular connectivity at a lower cost than what you are paying, and a better quality of service in terms of speed and in terms of convenience, in terms of what's called latency and things like that, which are very important for, he said, voice or IP, that is, use IP backbone for voice communications, then latency is important. If there is a delay of more than 100 milliseconds in the internet transportation, then the speech becomes annoying. Around 200 milliseconds, it becomes uninteresting. Around 300 milliseconds, you wouldn't like to use it. So therefore, at a lower cost, better quality, and that enables closer collaboration and more effective governance. And on the sheet I have given you, maybe you can see it later on, the 4 points of Charter of Auroville and how this would enable and empower the realization of those four points of Auroville chapter are given there. So maybe we could go to that towards the end, because I don't want to say this would do this before telling what it is. Okay. The other important thing is that reduce the carbon footprint, eco-friendliness. This is a major thing because, you know, today Auroville is considered to be an example of a green city. And it's one of the most unquestionable contributions that have been made is the greenness that you see around wherever Auroville go. How do you preserve it? One is eliminate or reduce energy use for needless travel, right? For example, if 200 people would have been here, I would have said that, you see, all perhaps could have watched and interacted with me or with this particular group sitting wherever you are sitting, in the community center or in your office or in your room. And sorry for the gap between M and minimize. Minimize paper usage. It's a major issue, right? And use low power and power efficient technologies. And there is a new concern that is emerging globally is about electromagnetic pollution. There are two aspects. One aspect is what happens when I speak with the phone holding it like this. That is easier to deal with if you have a earphone kit or use what's known as a loudspeaker mode. Your radiation that you will be having is much, much reduced, almost to a negligible level. More important than that is that in a dense area like Auroville, where there are already expected to be about 3,000 mobile phones and the towers radiating from all sides, there is supposed to be an electromagnetic smog that is creating. That is harmful for flora, fauna and human beings. And how do we affect that? Because right now, this second part concerned with electromagnetic smog has just now surfaced as a concern in the last couple of years. So let's create some leadership in addressing that. Then obviously, Auroville is to share everything that we have and extend it to the bioregion and finally create a knowledge society, which is the vision of Mother and Sri Aurobindo for the future world in some sense, a different terminology. I just wanted to highlight the green part of it, okay. This is a block diagram. Don't worry, those of you who are not technologically oriented, don't worry about the diagram, but just focus on what it enables you. Internet, intranet, email, Auroville online, access and wikis will be provided on this. In addition, you would have converged communications. What it means is that whether you use a mobile phone or whether you are using the normal telephone that you have on your desk or at your home, or you have the future IP phones, which perhaps are not there right now in Auroville that much, maybe one or two, then what happens is that you can talk to each other as if it is a totally seamless integrated network. You don't see the difference, and all internal communications would be free of cost, free of charge. Then what it adds is that that is a very, very major value addition, and what it adds is fast, reliable, anywhere, anytime access. Now you know that we go through this guest season cycle, and for example, I am teaching a course at Indian Institute of Management Indore, and many things that I do here with people who, and there is no connectivity from there to here other than email. That limits my ability to participate, collaborate and cooperate in something that is going on here, and it has to wait till I come back. When I come back, what happens is that I have a pile of work, right? And now take it at the larger scale of Auroville and the friends of Auroville, the volunteers of Auroville. And how would it be that if somebody like Sukrit here is a volunteer, but he leaves, or he is here working for 6 months or 1 year, he leaves from here but continues to contribute electronically, and you as an Aurovillian can access the resources within Auroville irrespective of your location. That's a major, major value addition. And going forward, we would have these services, conferencing, free within Auroville, whether it is audio, video or this thing, and you can also conference with outside people, enabling and empowering people from outside to participate. Broadcast within Auroville, suppose say an event like this can be broadcast and you can watch it on your laptops or on whatever it is, and I'll show you some video about what's happening on this in the world. And you could have all the things that, for example, I see this very often. I spend considerable amount of time in Lavaner as a volunteer. But what happens is that many times people say that I need this form, and there is a big ruckus after that. The form is not available. People are upset. They say, I have come, this is the third time I have come, second time I have come. This happens almost once in a week. So if you have this on a file server which is accessible from anywhere in Auroville, you can download it, you can fill it up online, or you can fill it online itself without downloading, and you can put it back there, zero energy conserved. And you can have new collaboration tools, and you can have e-governance, e-commerce, enterprise-wide resource planning, such that you can actually optimize Auroville-wide resources, not look at each one of us individually. A simple thing like, for example, say a taxi going to Pondicherry, that person is optimizing, saying that, okay, you have to be picked up from Pondicherry, okay, wait there for half an hour. How would it be that if that optimization happens across various other things. Like Chandresh started this bus service, it is one way of optimizing. Then you can go into tele-education, medicine, telecommuting. Why do you need to come for work? This is a question that I always have, that, you know, for example, in Bangalore, where I spent 20 years of my life, about 2 million people work for corporations which are not located in Bangalore. They are located minimum 3,000 miles away from Bangalore. But they go to work, spending petrol for 20 kilometers, 25 kilometers, 30 kilometers as Bangalore is expanding. They spend time, energy and resources, non-renewable resources, in going to work. And they are working for somebody who is 3,000 miles away. And in Auroville also we do that. Almost nothing can be done in Auroville without actually we meeting each other. Well, I'm not saying that that is bad, but it can be optional, right? Needless. Then going forward, this is more from the planning point of view. We'll have a backbone here, and we'd have what's known as switches on this backbone. And here we would have something which hosts all the central services. It's a central facility, like, for example, the mail server can be there, the intranet server can be there, the wiki can be there, the, in any case, the voice servers would be there, the video servers would be there, so on and so forth. And you would have fiber going all over the all over Auroville, like that shown in the yellow dots. And if you have some region which you don't know how it is going to evolve, but you are putting roads, you can draw fiber and leave a little bit of fiber in even buried in the ground, because fiber doesn't go bad, it's always there. Then as and when you want, you pull it out from the ground and connect it. And you can connect various regions like that. And eventually when you have the ring road, you can have this what's known as the outer ring of the fiber, such that it is easier to expand to the bioregion. And just to aggregation, that means, you see, by aggregation what I mean is that doing things together, which is the principle of Auroville, is a major emphasis of all this design philosophy. So therefore, put fiber whenever you are digging the ground for whatever, right? And use common trenches. Now in the last about 6 months, this is a team that has formed in place. Now Min has joined, Charles is here, and Manoj is traveling out, and thanks for Anne-Marie and Manohar for being here. And Pashi is taking people around. I don't know why Ulrich is not there. He didn't reply to my mobile also coming this morning.
Coming at 11.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So he's talking about Ulrich.
Ulrich, okay, fine. And Ashok and Ram, both are traveling. Bhavna is in US. Andrea is, he's adopting his child today. He has gone to meet the judge, okay. But he has some of his people here. So if you see, all the user groups have been represented. If you see Auroville Radio, education, rural development and outreach programs, the governing working committee and FAMC, Pichandikulam Forest, Auroville Town Hall, and Auroville AVNet. CSR, in fact, CSR 10C and CSR's board has authorized that this can be done under the umbrella of CSR, such that we get the benefit. When our people fund it, they get the benefit of 100% income tax reduction, right? Eligibility for income tax. And it is a technology and scientific project, so it can be done under that umbrella. Pashi and Ulrich, of course, from the telephone service. So now, with that, what I suggest is that I request Min to talk about the financials. Can you use that microphone, or you want this microphone?
This is better.
Okay.
Simpler. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Charles, for these lovely charts. So we've all heard about the services that this new system can offer us. I'm just going to quickly go through the differences between the tariffs and then move on to what it means in terms of financial outlay and benefits, financial benefits. Monthly rent, we believe, should go down from 180 to 120. And the biggest benefit is all local calls will be free. Yeah, it will be good to talk to each other. Free. ISD-STD charges 10% less. Monthly rental for some of the people who are on pay-as-you-go, prepaid phone calls, system schemes, we will all have to pay 100 rupees a month. But that means all local calls are free, and there are other facilities that they will get for this 100 rupees a month.
Mm-hmm. This is for mobile?
Yes,
for
mobile.
Mobile.
Yes, correct. Yes, this is mobile, this is fixed lines. ADSL will stay the same. This is an additional cost for laptops and desktops. And right now, there is no cost that one has to pay towards Oroville when you acquire a PC or a laptop. But going forward, what we propose is there is a...
Excuse me. I just want to add something here, clarify something here. If you are already having a broadband connection, you continue to pay 250 rupees, but you will have a broader band. Broader band, that's the benefit you have if you are already using broadband and don't change. If you are in, let us say, a new place like what is the building that is being built here?
Citadin,
which is already being wired with Ethernet, and then you are going to get connected at Ethernet, you get that facility with 20% less charges. That is, instead of 250, it will be 200. Okay? But if you want to use a laptop or it's a commercial application of the desktop, you will pay the same 250 rupees, but you would have the broader pipe. Broader pipe. Thank you.
So essentially, we are getting more bandwidth for less price, and this is more machines specific rather than connection specific. So the more machines we have, the more they have to pay. Email is 50 rupees a month. Right now, it's going to be free for personal use, and for commercial, it stays the same. So what additional benefits do we get if we go with this proposed project? The biggest benefit I see is audio, video, and web conferencing. Like Jay was saying a moment ago, travel becomes optional. So we can significantly reduce this moving around within Oroville to meet each other for meetings and so on. Again, Oroville Radio currently struggles to broadcast. A lot of people can't listen to what Oroville Radio is broadcasting within Oroville. A lot of the people who listen to Oroville Radio at the moment are people in the US or Europe. That can change with this. And plus some additional, you know, maybe limited television broadcast also is possible. New services that does not exist right now but can be offered. Remote access for non-Orovillians, video telephony, audio conferencing, video conferencing, web conferencing. As we grow in terms of our services that we offer from Oroville to the outside world, these tools will prove very, very useful, I believe. And if they are available at a higher quality, more reliable, and maybe even cheaper than what can be offered by other providers, this will be very useful. And of course, web hosting. So implicit in this proposal is the assumption that we will get full support from the government and BSNL, and the existing infrastructure of BSNL will be taken over by this project. So that cost we are not counting in it. We are assuming that the existing infrastructure, the exchange, and all of that will become part of this, and we'll get support from Human Resources Ministry from Delhi and also from the BSNL management. If that happens, then the additional cost to set up this new infrastructure would be around, say, 5 crore rupees, give or take. This is an estimate based on what we know now. Hopefully, this will come down, not go up, by the time the project starts. But this is more or less based on people who are in the industry. Our partner, JV, what's? Locus Networks have done a detailed study on this, and this is based on their proposal, is what we have. So, what's interesting is the income that we will generate through these services will be around 1 crore 87 lakhs. And the expenses, you will see that the outbound charges, bulk charges, are 32 lakhs. Other expenses, which also include salaries for Aurovillians and people who will be providing these services from here, is 93 lakhs. So a lot of the money that is currently going out will stay within Auroville and provide employment and opportunities for people to grow in their fields of expertise. We also put some money aside for infrastructure upgrade, around 21 lakhs per annum. So total expenses will be around 1 crore 62 per annum. And so we will generate, if the government and everybody plays ball with us, we'll generate around 25 lakhs of surplus from this initiative. Cash flow, like we talked, I think this is just based on that. It is extrapolated, assuming there is certain growth in the number of people who benefit from these services and number of Aurovillians who come and join us. Expenses, again, is just an extrapolation right now. And we assume that the infrastructure upgrades, because the technology gets cheaper, will stay more or less the same. And if we just assume this, the cumulative surplus in the next 7 years will reach around 2 crore rupees. This is based on the estimates from what we know today.
Thank you, Min.
Now I'll just show you a video. Yeah, I think give it to Sukrit.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
On the finances? I'm just curious to know.
Just 1 second. Please take the microphone and ask the question, because it is getting recorded.
20 people there. No, I was just wondering, looking at this financial overview for the coming years, for the initial investment, what would be the projection in terms of various forms of investment, the availability of capital from various sources? Do we have a kind of an overview of who, you know, like you mentioned, that there could be funds coming from the human resources development, and how much of the capital would need to come from other sources? I mean, how, in terms of realizing the growth that's projected, who would be the players, or where would be the various sources of input for the initial capital?
Thank you for the question. Would you like to answer?
I think maybe JV and Chandresh are in more position to answer this question, but what I can say is right now we are at a very early stage. We're trying to contact all the key players in the telecom sector within India, also private donors and so on and so forth. The process has just begun, but I think Chandresh will be probably.
Actually, I think we were going to cover that aspect of going forward after the presentation, but to quickly cover that, we're going to look at some of the foundations in India, approach maybe Wipro Foundation or Infosys. We're also looking at Cisco, because Cisco offers research grants annually to different projects. And today we have, this project has it's a unique project even in terms of what is happening in the world today. We have a one central place campus network where you have a convergence of video data, wireless, fixed and mobile, and it's very unique, and we may be able to, I mean, we are approaching some friends of us in Cisco, and also we'll approach local network people we know in our networks to approach the maybe one of, you know, other foundation, but we're going to cover this a little bit towards the end, but that's where we are kind of looking at. So actually, we are not looking at the government to fund us, because that's not going to happen as easily.
Thank you, Chandresh. I would like to show you some interesting thing. I'm sure that all of you heard about Eckhart Tolle, and
a worldwide web event brought to you by Chevy, technologies that go from gas friendly to gas free. Sponsored in part by Post-it Flags. Find out what matters fast. Sponsored in part by Skype, bringing people closer with video calling.
Welcome to our very first live worldwide interactive event. We are here tonight breaking new ground. Nothing like this has ever been attempted before. Right now, you all are online with me from every corner on our planet, places like Albania, Bolivia, Cambodia, Ecuador, Finland, Hong Kong, China, India, Zimbabwe, Australia, Canada, the UK, and the rest of Europe, along with, of course, all 50 states here in our United States of America. Over 139 countries are represented in our class tonight. Welcome to you all. So I want to get started. This is the most exciting thing I've ever done. I've done a lot of things in my life, but I am most proud of the fact that all of you have joined us in this global community to talk about what I believe is one of the most important subjects and presented by one of the most important books of our time, A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. I don't think there's anything more important than awakening and also knowing what your purpose is. And for the next 10 weeks, author and spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle and I will be here in our virtual classroom here on Oprah.com. Every Monday, 8 p.m., be on time for class, 8 p.m. Central. We're going to be answering your emails. We're going to be having a conversation about each chapter and taking your calls from around the world and your emails from around the world and seeing some of you around the world through our Skype phones. I'm sure you've already noticed that you can type in your questions on the right side of your screen and send that to us instantly. And we will, you know, we have a whole team of people here who are
relates to the spiritual awakening that you speak of in chapter one. It seems to me that if you look at human history in the past 100 years.
Okay, so what's the point? The point is that the topic is spirituality, and Oprah Winfrey is talking about a global community, and people from 139 countries were interacting with Eckhart Tolle simultaneously, and this event went for 1 hour per week for 10 weeks, and more than 8 million people have participated in it. Now just see how, what would have been the ecological impact if this particular event had to be held. First of all, it would have been impossible to hold it physically. And if it was held, what would have been the ecological disaster? It would have been an ecological disaster. And what ICT permits is that, ICT permits that Auroville becomes internally and externally a place to propagate what we all stand for without impacting the ecology, and very, very conveniently such that you can focus on delivering the training or the message rather than getting, you know, for example, just to get this room ready, the amount of resources that would be required. And you have to be here half an hour in advance, and then, you know, if you know how it works in Auroville or how it doesn't work in Auroville. So therefore, if you have a normal laptop, and you have seen also the room, a community room like thing, we are proposing that all communities have a community room where you have a projector and people can participate from there. They need not have to come to, and as Auroville grows, are we going to build more auditoria? And what happens when, even now when Malika Sarabhai's dance on Savitri was there, there was no space for about 200 people, 300 people. They were standing outside. So that's what technology can deliver. And some of you were present, like Venkat and Mary were present in the interactive web conference that we had on one laptop per child about a year ago. We're sitting in Pondicherry, and David Cavillo Nicholas Negroponte were sitting in Bombay, and we're asking questions and they were responding, right? So it is already there, the technology is already there. Now let's get back to the presentation. This is a small schematic of how it would be extended to the bioregion. Chandresh mentioned that one of the initiatives is now to have actually first adopt the 7 villages. But of course, before that, there will be villages nearby like Edien Chavadi and etc. etc. Of course, they would be integrated first. And then you lay a fiber up to the edge of this lake, and then you have what's known as a WiMAX, a future technology, which will connect all these people. Now, Min mentioned about Locus Networks. It is a company which is small but not beginner, which is big but not too big. It is small but not too small. And they have various competencies that are required for executing this under one roof. And they are very excited about this project. The CEO of the company has got spiritual goals. They visited here. And recently, ICICI, one of the top 30 companies in India, has acquired an interest in this company because they see a lot of potential in what they are doing. And they validated the technical proposal and financial aspects, and they actually gave a letter of intent, letter of interest to partner with Auroville. And if you are in technology, you would recognize at least 4 out of these 7 names, right? Because they are very well known. For example, Paul Raj is called the father of WiMAX. And he's in Stanford University. He was in India for 20 years. Recently, about 10 years ago, he migrated to Stanford University. He's a professor there. He is the CTO of Besim Communication, the largest market share in WiMAX chip market. And Ashok Jhunjhunwala is the most well-known communication and IT expert in India. He has got a President's Award, Padma Bhushan, right? Padma Vibhushan. And this guy is in charge of the IAC Bangalore, and he earlier has owned a couple of companies. He is the director of Telecom Centers of Excellence and also senior director of Cellular Operators Association of India. Anurag Kumar is the chairman of the Electrical Sciences Division, the foremost research institute in India. Sadagopan started the first triple IT in India, and he is an advisor to the Karnataka government, and he's on many, many other initiatives. And Prithviraj was the ex-director of information technology in Pondicherry. He is currently the principal of Pondicherry Engineering College. So they all have written a message saying that, yes, you know, we like it from the following points, and they are willing their name to be associated with whenever we go to the government. Now, of course, for the community, there are external technical people. Let's say, okay, you take the technology for granted, but you know, does it have an endorsement or an expression of what it can do for the community? Mark Gishy, the International Advisory Committee member, has actually given an endorsement in writing. And this is a summary of that. It has been circulated. It is on the reverse side of whatever he circulated to you, right? So you can share it with your other members in your place. What he says is that it is appropriate and innovative use of state-of-art technology. Appropriate is very important. We are not using technology for technology's sake. We are using it appropriately. And this is the most important point: enable closer cooperation and interaction, and becomes a soft delivery as against the hard delivery. Other day Bhavana said that, I want you to look at something which is being done in a village. I said, okay, but she said that it takes a whole day. We started at morning 8 o'clock in a diesel jeep, 80 kilometers we drove, and came back at evening 4 o'clock. And how much time did we spend in the village? 40 minutes. Okay. And I'm going there as a visitor just to understand what happened. Just imagine what the actual people who are delivering the training and the enabling and empowerment they are spending. Then potential to leapfrog the poor hard infrastructure. For example, when people ask me, JV, what do you do in Auroville? I say, this is, hey, why are you wasting your time on this? Why don't you do something about the roads? The roads will take 100 or 1000 crores. We're not talking about 100 or 1000 crores. And between you and me, this can be executed if we have the money in about less than a year's time or 6 months' time. But whereas the roads will take much longer than that, you know that. And the roads to the Auroville bioregion, whatever villages I have shown you on the chart, they are not under your control and under my control, right? They would take their own time, they would take 20 years, 30 times. So imagine the ecological impact of having leapfrogging the poor infrastructure, arresting the migration to the urban areas. So you can start a trend reversal, like Aravind Eye Hospitals has started. They reverse a trend of blindness in the country, inspired by Sri Aurobindo. And here in Auroville, we have an opportunity to reverse the trend of the need for hard infrastructure, the problems associated, the ecological impact of that, and leapfrog that and start delivery and start a prosperous bioregion right now. Eco-friendly enables sustainable development, that I think I have already emphasized that point too much. And this is what he had to say on a personal level. He says, inspiring and unique research project. And not only for the Auroville bioregion, but to the whole country and to the whole world. And he says he recommends it to all the decision-making bodies in Auroville and in the government. Okay. Now these are the critical factors. See, in India, the service provider, whatever he is, for example, if you see the cost for 1 megabit per second per year broadband on the internet, the rate of the service provider will be 10 lakhs per year. If you're an educational institution, it is written there, you'll get 40% off. I know IISc gets 85% off from the tariff that is declared for the public. So that's very important because this is a recurring expenditure. The second thing is that control EM radiation zone, because in order to reduce electromagnetic smog, we need the government to say, yes, we will declare this as a controlled electromagnetic radiation zone, as a unique experiment in the world, to see in a urban-like busy environment if you actually bring the radiation levels to what is forecast as really safe, what would be the flora, fauna and human beings like compared to this, like a control group compared to something else, what's happening elsewhere?